RNZ National, and just after 8pm tonight, a tweet was put out on the United Against COVID-19 thread. The Auckland Regional Public Health Service have asked people who are at the Malt Pub in Greenhithe on Friday 16th of October to self-isolate and get tested. A person now confirmed with COVID-19 was infectious while in the pub from 7:30pm until 10pm on Friday night. Household members of pub patrons from that night need only to get tested and stay home if the person who is at the pub becomes sick or develops any symptoms, or if directed by public health. And there will be a pop-up community testing centre in Greenhithe area tomorrow. To help us piece this all together is Dr. Sean Hendy of Auckland University, who's leading the team that's modelling the scenarios of how COVID-19 might spread in New Zealand and models for slowing it down or stopping it. Kia ora, Sean.
Kia ora, Karen.
What happened?
Well, it does sound like this was a casual contact of the port worker who was identified over the weekend, and this person has just tested positive. The two individuals had a relatively short period of contact, just a couple of minutes, and that was enough to pass it on to the second person, and the second person has gone to the pub in Greenhithe, and so people who are at the pub last Friday night are at risk. Now that was Friday. That's 5 days ago. So some of those people might already be infectious and may have developed symptoms. So I think it's important anyone who was at the pub last Friday night, tomorrow go get a test. And even people who have been in contact with people who are at the pub on Friday night should be looking to get a test as well.
And of course, there'll be just arms going everywhere in terms of who's come in contact with whom in the ensuing 5 days.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This does have the potential to be a worrying outbreak. The good news is that we are aware of it, so it's not like the cluster that we faced in August, where we really didn't know how large it could possibly be. Nonetheless, this is a concern. I think it's just this will be a reminder to people to keep using the app. Of course, if you did check in to the pub using the QR code scan on the app, then you'll be getting a notification. Anyone who was there and is listening and is aware of that should be self-isolating tomorrow and going to get a test.
Do we have any information about how many people were at this Malt Pub in Greenhithe on Friday night?
I haven't seen anything about that. I'm guessing there were probably a few people on a Friday night. We're back at level one. And so I would expect that there would have been quite a few people there, but I don't have any information about that at the moment.
So the person who was confirmed with COVID-19, who was infectious, who went to the pub, who would have informed them to get the test, and when did they have that test? Do you know?
I'm guessing they had a test in the last day or so, and I think they probably weren't treated as a high priority because they were a casual contact. That also might have meant they were a bit harder to track down. Of course, it's easier to, if you go back through your diary for 2 weeks, it's easier to remember those people you spent a significant amount of time with. You might not have registered that you're in a room for someone for just a few minutes, as this case seems to have been. So it is a credit that the contact tracers have tracked this person down, but it's one of these contacts that's hard to get to. Again, just a reminder for people to use the app to be scanning in when they're at venues or at their workplace to make sure that there are records left of where you've been.
We've all been a bit complacent. Well, not all of us, but some have been complacent. And this has come as a real surprise this afternoon for some reason. I don't know why. We should have expected it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The risks are not zero. Particularly with prevalence rising overseas, we're still at risk here in New Zealand at our borders. And of course, we have many people that have to work at those borders, and you know, and they're in danger of catching the disease. And we just have to be, you know, to be cautious, make sure we're using the app, and make sure we're getting a test if we develop any of the symptoms.
And also, now this is the big ports scenario, isn't it? In terms of we're seeing this coming through our sea borders. So another thing that the government really has to get a handle on.
Yeah, I mean, we've been aware of the possibility for a while now, and of course there is regular testing of people that, that do work at the sea borders, and people are using PPE, those who work at our ports. But yeah, the risks, you know, this disease, it's very hard to completely eliminate the risks of transmission, even with you know, good use of PPE. So we just all have to be cautious and realise that, that, you know, we can't put this disease completely behind us.
And with this particular person and this pop-up community testing centre in Greenhithe, we haven't seen a lot of testing centres being open in the weekends. So will that mean that they're now going to be open again?
Yeah, I would imagine that they'll be making more test sites available. Obviously, there's some specific information about this new pop-up test. And, you know, my guess would be that we will see more demand for tests tomorrow. Again, you know, this does have the potential to have made its way across Auckland. So as well, you know, obviously people who were at risk of, you know, direct exposure at the pub on Friday night, but anyone in Auckland who does have symptoms at this stage should go get a test tomorrow.
Yes, it's Wednesday night now, so that's a long period of time, and as you say, it could be anywhere. So in terms of your modelling, how as fast is this information going to be coming into you?
Look, it's something we've modelled previously, so we won't necessarily have to run a whole new set of models as we did with the August cluster. You know, where we didn't know, there was a lot of things we didn't know back in August because we didn't know the origin of that cluster. This cluster, it's something that we've modelled this sort of scenario back in June and July. So we'll be watching this closely over the next few days, and we'll certainly be monitoring the testing rates and trying to see how effective that testing will have been and giving us assurance that we've not had further spread, but we probably won't be rerunning modelling scenarios just in the near term.
And what about the genome factor involved in this? When will you know that?
This won't necessarily be a high priority, the genomics, because we do know the chain of transmission. You know, they are doing all the sequencing at the moment, but because we know the chain of transmission here, that won't necessarily add a lot of information to that will enable us to deal any better with this particular cluster.
Right, so back to square one for Aucklanders, and this could mean a closing of the Auckland borders as well, so people have to be as vigilant as they can.
Yeah, look, I think at this stage we're not necessarily going to see further measures or the closing of the border. It may well be contained over the next few days, but it's certainly just a bit of a wake-up call for us to remain vigilant.
Very good, Sean. Well, we'll be in touch, no doubt. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Yeah, no problems.